Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. It's halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Hope you had a tremendous weekend. Hope your week has gotten off to a great start. Let's keep things a-rolling. An interesting day in the world of sports. Shohei Ohtani, he says, I don't gamble on sports. I'm a victim. I've been robbed. That guy Ipe did it. The translator did it, not me. The NFL decided to change some of its rules as it relates to tackling. We'll talk about that momentarily. Deion Sanders lets everybody know over the weekend that, yeah, next year, my son, Shador, Travis, wide receiver slash defensive back, oh, yeah, we're going to start steering them in the NFL draft next year. I'm like, oh, okay. Makes sense. And we've already had a busy show so far. Thank you so much to Kevin Sweeney from Sports Illustrated for joining us to talk about March Madness on the men's side. Hey, thank you to Jonas Adu from Tennessee, all SEC center. The big man joined us as his team, the Tennessee Volunteers, gets ready to take on Creighton this upcoming Friday. Jonas Adu joined us last hour to talk about Tennessee, their journey throughout the course of the season, and what they have coming up this Friday against Creighton. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody tuning in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 158, a smart speaker. If you have one, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, everything pops right on up. We'll talk more and revisit Shohei Ohtani, you know, later on in the show. We got a little bit of a break in March Madness, as the men don't get back into action until later on this week. We have the women still in action right now. Right before we went to break, we actually heard from Kim Mulkey. Not something that you would want to hear. Kim Mulkey ready to sue the Washington Post for what she is calling a hit piece that is on its way. And not the attention that we want. And then also Caitlin Clark is in action today as well. Caitlin Clark getting ready to keep things are rolling against West Virginia tonight. We'll let you know how that game continues on. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Really, really simple. Now, amongst all of the college basketball madness, against all of the women's madness and Shohei Ohtani, the NFL has its owners' meetings going on right now. It's nothing but a big old convention. We have owners and general managers. We have coaches who are available to the media talking about their teams. So, for instance, Zach Wilson, the New York Jets owner, Woody Johnson, he's like, look, if we can't trade Zach Wilson, we're going to keep him. Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Chicago Bears, he doesn't have that problem with his quarterback. But he did say that it was a little bit more difficult than I expected in trying to find a trade partner for Justin Fields, who we now know is a Steeler. And speaking of Steeler news, we also heard from Mike Tomlin that, hey, look, yeah, Russell Wilson has a little bit of the pole position right now when it comes down to being the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you know what? Don't take my word for it. Here's an example. Listen to a sweaty Mike Tomlin describe who the hell is going to be the starting quarterback for the Steelers. Listen.
We're not resistant to competition, but as I've mentioned several times of late, I just think it's appropriate to establish positioning as we get into this thing. And the term that I've used is Russell has pole position. And why do I use that term? Because during this time where we're not formally working, man, I just think it's beneficial. His experience in the National Football League, his process that's been honed and perfected, talking about over a 12-month calendar, is not only good for him, it's good for teams. It's good for receivers, tight ends, running backs, et cetera. All the things that people that are really committed to winning do this time of year. Russell has those resources, man, that structure. And so that's why I say he has pole position, man. It just creates a synergy that I think is good for this time of year. When it's time to compete, we get in training camp-like settings and going to preseason stadiums and so forth. Obviously, Justin will be given an opportunity to show his capabilities.
Hickey, how short are those answers going to be if Russell Wilson stinks?
Oh, my goodness. Three words. You know, we like Justin. That's it. We still trust Russ, something like that.
Hey, I like Mike Tomlin. He can put it on strong, and he could also shut it down quick. He spoke some more. He talked about Justin. He spent a lot of time, as you just heard, bigging up Russell Wilson. Let's take a listen to what Mike Tomlin had to say about the other quarterback, Justin Fields.
Oh, my gosh, man. He oozes talent and potential. He's worn the responsibility of being a franchise quarterback, but still he gets an opportunity to come into a community-like situation and learn from a guy that's been doing it for over a decade. Man, there's a lot of meat left on that bone, man. I'm just excited about working to be a part of extracting it.
Okay, all right. What is he going to say? We brought the guy in and he sucks? Everybody's good until they aren't. Everybody is good until they actually got to go out there and play. And so we'll find out soon enough, you know, what's going on in this Steel City. I'd be a little surprised if a Russell Wilson isn't the starting quarterback. But that's just an example of what you're getting at the league meetings. Here's the big news today. The owners and the competition committee, they basically voted to ban a particular tackle. We know that the horse collar tackle, you can't grab a guy by the neck, you can't grab him inside the pads and drag him down because it's dangerous. Well, this play has been considered to basically be the same thing. It's the hip drop tackle. You cannot bring a runner to the ground with both hands or by wrapping the runner with both arms and dragging this guy to the ground and falling on his legs. And I think the biggest example that you might recall, you might remember, Mark Andrews. In November against the Cincinnati Bengals, the man broke his leg, fractured his fibula, had ligament damage, did not come back until the playoffs. And it's because, hey, I got to bring a guy down. I got to grab him from his waist. And that's not permitted anymore. This would be considered, going forward, as an unnecessary roughness penalty. It's 15 yards and an automatic first down. It's over. Now, there's been a lot of conversations online, a lot of opinions made and shared about this new rule. Someone like J.J. Watt, a three-time defensive player of the year who can now sit around and watch football like the rest of us, J.J. Watt said, well, let's just get all the belts with the flags ready. And he said that this is basically flag football. And the NFL is certainly taking the approach of we have to protect our players. We have to protect the health of our players. Even though the NFL Players Association, they did not want this move. They did not want this rule implemented. Let's take a listen to D'Amico Ryans, who, by the way, when he played in the NFL, was a linebacker, had to bring guys down, but now he's a coach. And when he spoke to the media today, now being the coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans talked about this hip drop tackle. It's supposed to stop the injuries. We don't need him. Listen to what he said.
The biggest name with the hip drop tackle you see is just the significant injury that it causes. So you want to get the injuries out of the game. The biggest thing for me is just coaching defense and being a defensive player is I don't coach the hip drop tackle. I've never seen it coached, so I don't think people are coaching that to happen. I think it's just a unintended consequence of guys keeping their head out of the game.
I don't think it's unintended. What do I know? I don't tackle people for a living. I never have. Is it an unintended consequence of the game, or is this just the game? This is football. The idea is to bring the guy with the ball down to the ground. And, yeah, unfortunately, if you grab a guy by the waist and you fall on his legs, there's a chance that you get hurt. There's a chance that you get hurt at any time throughout the course of a game. I mean, we have gone from targeting and where you can hit a guy. I feel like watching an NFL game is more so about where you can't hit a dude now. So you can't grab him by the waist. You can't drop your shoulder into him. You got to hit him in the chest. You can't hit him too high in the head. And, of course, we don't want that. There's no way to avoid this. Like, this is football, which is why J.J. Watt said that we're really moving towards a world where this is two-hand touch. Tom Pelissero covers the NFL, does a damn good job for it with the NFL Network. He was on Pat McAfee's show, and he gave a little bit of insight as to how the NFL will try to enforce this new rule or this new banned tackling maneuver.
This is my prediction. They know that the officials, it's really hard to see, right? They've never been trained to look for this before. On top of that, they have no way to practice it. Like any new rule, you're only looking at in camp, right? And you're okay, we're looking for holding, this type of a grab, whatever. Nobody's hip drop tackling their teammate. There's basically no tackling in training camp. So the first time you're going to be seeing this is in the games. So what I would predict is going to happen is you will see some flags in the preseason. You will see a ton of fines, a lot of which may end up being overturned. But you'll get a flood of like 15 guys got fined for hip drop tackles. And what they'll hope is that sends the message, it scares everybody, and they eradicate some of the technique before the regular season. You'll see a ton of fines. Everybody's going to lose their minds in August. We actually get into the games in September. I would bet you will see this called almost never.
Like, here we are again. And he's right. I would agree. This is going to be something that we see used. Referees will throw the flags. The players will not have an idea how they can tackle a guy. If you are a defender, it's like, hey, well, what did you want me to do, coach? I can't grab him from the waist. I can't grab him from behind. I can't put my shoulder down into him. It's football. It's violent. Now, I understand this, and I only get it from a business perspective. That's it. The NFL wants to be around long enough where people are watching with their kids and their families and they're saying, oh, well, we can still safely participate in the game of football. You don't have to worry about concussions, issues that the NFL has had to think about. You don't have to worry about brain safety and health and limb. But the NFL is inherently a violent game. And so me, I'm tuning into the games. I want to see the hits. I'm not out there lusting for blood and death. but it makes it even difficult sometimes. We do have some of these major injuries and these major disastrous things that just make you want to turn the television off. But for a $20 billion game, a league, a business here in the United States of America, people like football. People want to watch the game. People want to put money on the game. People want to enjoy it for what they remember. The NFL used to market violence. Hickey, we don't get too much of that anymore. Remember the NFL? I want to talk about 20, 30, 40 years from now. NFL films would create specials and clips that just highlighted vicious tackles, monster hits. We are so far removed from that right now. Everything is just about offense. The NFL is just, it's a video game. It's let's go out there and light them up. And not light them up as in hitting them, but light up the scoreboard. The NFL is a modern game of pinball. Every second, every hit, every second, every millisecond, there's a new score on the board. I can understand it from a business perspective and making sure the game is here for a long time. But J.J. Watt is not lying. One day, somewhere down the line, the NFL will say, hey, in order to tackle some dude, you gotta push him in the chest. I think that's the way the game is going, Hickey. Give it another 50 years if we can get there.
That did just bring back some flashbacks of the great show, or I guess maybe great segment, Jacked Up. Remember that? You just got jacked up. What was it,
over.
ESPN, I think?
Days are over, man.
Oh, long gone. Long gone.
NFL is in a long gone place. What we're going to do is take a break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to chat with someone who covers the NFL. Matt Lombardo is going to come through from Heavy Sports to talk to us about some of the changes and the rules, where you can hit a guy, where you can't, and what does this mean for the game just moving forward. It didn't seem like the NFL Players Association was happy with this. We're going to talk to Matt Lombardo from Heavy Sports on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL going through changes, right? The NFL has eliminated banning the hip drop tackle. Want to bring a guy down by his waist and fall on his legs? No, sir, he can't do it. 15 yards and an automatic first down. This isn't the only news that broke today in the NFL. It looks like we have some new adjustments when it comes to challenges. We had a lot of head coaches and owners who spoke today as well to break it all down as the NFL has gone into starting its league meetings. Joining us right now is Matt Lombardo, covers the NFL for Heavy Sports. Is also real heavy into the Philadelphia sports scene. Hey, Matt, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Thank you.
Jerry, appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt. So obviously the largest news that came down today was the banning of this hip drop tackle. What are your thoughts? How long is this really going to take to implement? And then also, hopefully, not just slow the games down.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that this has the potential to really be one of those issues that looms large over the upcoming NFL season, especially early in the year as players and officials both try to feel their way out with this. I think there's going to be a real learning curve. I think you're going to have a lot of defensive players who might hesitate in terms of making a tackle, whether or not it's a legal move, what they're about to do. And I think you're going to have one of those issues where it's a point of emphasis early in the season. You're going to see a lot of plays that are called and flagged for this, and you just hope that it evens out as the year goes along. But, you know, JR, just talking to sources and agents who represent offensive and defensive players earlier this year, right in the aftermath of the Mark Andrews injury that really brought the hip drop tackle into the conversation, I could tell you that it was almost unanimous, even just hypothetically suggesting that that move could be banned, that these guys didn't want any part of it. The NFLPA spoke out against it. You saw several players. Javon Holland from the Dolphins spoke out today and said that they basically outlawed tackling. This has the chance to be a real mess, especially early on in the year.
Matt Lombardo is here with us from Heavy Sports. When you think about not just this season, but if you look back at some of the rule changes as it relates to tackling and targeting and pass interference, where the heck could the NFL go, you know, down the line? And that's a very open-ended question. J.J. Watt said we're moving towards just flag football. What say you?
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, I've always kind of erred on the side of player safety because you look at some of the injuries that result from multiple concussions and the impact that the sport has on guys long after their careers. And, you know, for example, I look at the targeting rule in college football, right? I think that, that by the spirit of the rule, I think that they're trying to do the right thing, protecting players, trying to legislate out helmet-to-helmet contact and leading with your head and dangerous tackles and all those things. But that rule goes way too far in terms of ejecting players, potentially suspending them for the first half of an upcoming game if the penalty happens in the second half. I think the NFL is starting to go down, if it hasn't already, the path of erring too far on the side of player safety. You think about the, you know, protection of quarterbacks and how, you know, defensive players can't hit a quarterback, you know, too hard in the pocket, or, you know, sacking them too hard. And that became an issue a couple years ago with the Tom Brady hit down in Tampa Bay. It just feels like the NFL is trying to do the right thing in terms of protecting the players, but they just go too far in terms of taking defense and contact, really legislating it out of the game. And you're causing defensive players now to take that split second in the middle of a play to decide whether or not to commit to making a tackle or risk a 15-yard penalty. And that just further slants the sport in favor of the offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, we are moving towards it's already pinball NFL. It's going to continue to go that way as well. Matt Lombardo here with us from Heavy Sports. Not the only news today. We saw that if you are rewarded, I guess, or receive another challenge back, if you successfully challenge, what's the deal with that, Matt? Fill us in.
I kind of like that if you go 2 for 2 on challenges, you'll get that third challenge. And in my opinion, JR, especially in the second half of games, if there's a very obvious, you know, play that should be overturned, I've always kind of thought that the NFL doesn't allow enough freedom for coaches to challenge, because just because you challenge a spot foul in the first half or a completion / incompletion in the end zone early in a game, that you're not allowed then to challenge a critical play in the fourth quarter that might decide the outcome. I think that it's the right move. And this one, I think they're doing the right thing here.
Well, speaking of coaches, we certainly heard from a lot of coaches, you know, Jim Harbaugh hyping up McCarthy. We heard from Mike Tomlin hyping up his two new quarterbacks. What are some other pointed stories that came out today via so many coaches who spoke?
Yeah, I think that the Harbaugh comments are really interesting, right? And it's not just because he's talking up J.J. McCarthy, who, of course, he coached at Michigan. But that should be music to the ears of the New England Patriots and the Arizona Cardinals at picks number 3 and number 4, that if they're looking to move back, you're starting to hear the hype train rev into high gear, ready to leave the station if it hasn't already when it comes to J.J. McCarthy, and that only drives up the asking price. I thought that those comments were really interesting and compelling, and I thought that, you know, Robert Saleh coming out and talking about what drew them to sign Tyron Smith, how those negotiations played out. And, you know, you look at what happened in Carolina, and they never had the opportunity to match Mike Williams' offer that he got from the Jets. You start to pick up some really interesting nuggets at this NFL meeting when you get coaches, you know, just chatting with the media for an extended and informal time period like they do down there at this meeting every year.
Well, Matt, you talk about coaches and quarterbacks. I want to ask you about two teams. One, the Minnesota Vikings, who now have, you would think, the firepower to potentially, you know, move up the draft board to draft a QB. And then in Denver, it seems like we're still at a stalemate now that Russell Wilson is gone. What's going on with the Vikings and then also the Broncos and Sean Payton?
Yeah, I wrote the day that the trade went down when the Vikings acquired the first-round pick from the Houston Texans that move wasn't made in a vacuum. That was part of a larger plan by Kwesi, the GM up there in Minnesota, to go up and get the quarterback who he desires. Because when you have two first-round picks, you really control the board in terms of your ability to pull off a trade. You have more firepower than anybody in the league right now. And, you know, I could easily see them trying to get up into to go and get J.J. McCarthy. I know that they had an extensive meeting with McCarthy in recent days. And you think about what's happening in Denver, it's almost like they moved on from Russell Wilson without a backup plan, right? I mean, I just don't know how you go into the season with the options they have currently on the roster. I think they're a little bit too far out of reach to land one of those franchise quarterbacks coming into this year. And I spoke to a NFL personnel director last week about this, and the biggest hurdle is going to be the cap hit. You're talking about $84 million over the next 2 years in dead money against the cap that the Broncos don't have at their disposal. And by the way, they don't have a starting quarterback for this year. So it could be a real struggle for Sean Payton and the Broncos. And for Payton's sake, he better hope he's right that what we saw from Russell Wilson was as good as it's going to get for Russell Wilson, because right now they don't have many better options.
Yeah, just another year of Sean Payton angry in Denver, just for another reason. So we can't wait for that. Matt Lombardo is here, covers the NFL for Heavy Sports. When you think about the draft, we got a lot of the quarterbacks who are going to kind of show up and show out. You know, I know Jaden is trying to boost his stock down at LSU. As we get closer to the draft next month, what changes could you foresee happening, especially when it comes down to the top QBs?
Yeah, I think that you always get, you know, somebody who comes out of nowhere and winds up getting picked much higher than anybody anticipated, right? I don't know that anybody saw Baker Mayfield going number one back in 2018. You know, there's always one or two quarterbacks who get overdrafted. I think the hype is starting early this year in terms of J.J. McCarthy. And Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, has been really high on McCarthy the last couple of weeks. And he goes out to that pro day McCarthy did the other day, just lit it up at the University of Michigan. You know, I think Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are 1 and 2. But I think there's a very good chance that J.J. McCarthy is the third quarterback off the board, and I wouldn't be shocked if he's picked number 3, because it seems like the public is just starting to catch up to how the rest of the league has felt about McCarthy for a while.
And Matt Lombardo, last question for you, and this is even facing towards next year. We're going to talk about some of the comments made by Deion Sanders, saying that he's going to look to really manipulate, you know, where some of his top prospects, including his son, go next year. What have you heard, if anything, from NFL teams and executives who hear this?
Yeah, I think that this could really backfire on Deion, because, you know, you think about you need to have the belief of coaches and executives and GMs that you're running a program that's developing NFL-caliber talent. And I know what they put out on tape last year, and I know what some of these guys are capable of, but if you can't trust the input that you're getting from the head coach of a major college program, if you can't trust that they're being straightforward with you, it becomes really difficult to go all in on drafting these guys high in the draft. So Sure. If Shador Sanders goes out and he's QB1 by leaps and bounds and he's in the Heisman Trophy conversation next year and all those things, it's not going to matter. You're going to have all 32 GMs and 32 head coaches at the pro day and all those things. But if there's any doubt about these guys and their NFL ceiling, Deion better be careful here, because you risk alienating your players from the executives, GMs, coaches, and power brokers that are going to determine their future. And that's a really difficult high wire act to walk.
It certainly can be a dangerous one. If anybody's going to walk it or attempt it, it would be Deion Sanders. Matt, thank you so much for the time and explaining some of the rules, where things stand with the draft and so on. Where can people follow you and all your work with Heavy?
Yeah, Jared, I appreciate you, man. You can check me out on Threads at Matt Lombardo NFL, also on X by the same handle, and you can read me at heavy.com and at Substack, Matt Lombardo NFL.
Hey, Matt, we look forward to chatting with you on down the line. Thank you again for the time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
No doubt about it. That Matt Lombardo, go ahead and check him out. Interesting point about Deion Sanders. As he is trying to work the system in favor of his own players, you know, is he really in a space where he's harming them? We're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, we'll get to that at the top of the hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I wonder if the NFL is going to adjust any of the other tackling rules or how you can tackle by the time I return on the other side. I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. We'll actually hear from some of the coaches today, because they did have some comments about their quarterbacks. I want you to know that you should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. So what exactly is the show about? It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Matt Lombardo from Heavy Sports for coming through and talking about the NFL, some of the rule changes, no more hip drop tackle, the one that ruined or actually broke the leg of Mark Andrews. It's gone. Think of the past. Well, if we do see it, it'll be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down. J.J. Watt is like, listen, the way the NFL is going right now with the new tackling rules, we might as well be playing flag football. Let's see if it changes. If this is one rule, we know that there's going to be another rule at some point down the line that kind of comes through. And so we'll find out sooner than later. Thank you as well to Matt for talking about some of the coaches and the draft and the quarterbacks. We are actually a month away from the NFL draft. April 25th, Thursday, April 25th, the NFL draft will get underway. There will be no more conversations about who gets selected behind Caleb Williams and the elevation of J.J. McCarthy. And we can only go by what we hear, right? You think back to his time at Michigan. He wasn't asked to go out there and throw the ball all over the place. He wasn't asked to run the ball all over the place. He was asked to, quote unquote, manage the game. And he did so in an efficient manner. Was he throwing a rock 50 times? Hell no. No, he wasn't. But he did win. He won a championship. Michigan won a championship. He is in the NFL, or will be in the NFL, and his former head coach, Jim Harbaugh, is back in the NFL. And so amongst all of the head coaches who spoke today, Jim Harbaugh was one of them. Even though he is now the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh took some time to elevate J.J. McCarthy and tell everybody that his pro day, it was the bestest thing in the world that he's ever seen in his whole entire life. Listen to this.
The workout J.J. had, I've been to a lot of pro day workouts and watched quarterbacks throw. That was the best I've ever seen a quarterback doing a pro day. I mean, not only was feet great and the individual drills and but then he started throwing and it was like every throw was, you know, right there. I thought our receivers did a great job too. His pro day, that's literally, I've never seen a better one.
Wow. Never seen nothing like it. Wow, okay. I mean, the way people are hyping up J.J. McCarthy, you would think that he would just be out here, you know, curing diseases from all over the world at this point in time. And it's not just his former coach who's bigging him up. How about Antonio Pierce, who is the new full-time head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders? Maybe he's seen enough footage already of Gardner Minshew. He also had some high praise for J.J. McCarthy. This is what Antonio Pierce had to say today about his standing as a QB in the draft.
I think he's a very talented group. I mean, we interviewed most of those guys at the combine, had great conversations with them. J.J. McCarthy, you're talking about a national champion, a winner. So I don't know how he's not in the top three, if you want to be honest.
Oh, okay. Raiders ain't worried about that. The Raiders select at number 13. J.J. McCarthy is likely to be gone at that point in time. Let's move a little bit further up the draft board. Let's hop a little bit further up. What about a team selected at number 3? Like the New England Patriots. They also have a new head coach in Gerard Mayo taking over for that man named Bill Belichick. Gerard Mayo. There's no Mac Jones. Mac Jones is now carrying bags for Trevor Lawrence down in Jacksonville. They've been able to bring in Jacoby Brissett, who we know is going to be a glorified babysitter. So you, New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, what the hell are y'all thinking about when it comes down to quarterback? You going to sit at 3 and take a QB, or are you going to do something else? Maybe, I don't know. Trade.
We sit at a very enviable spot at number 3 where we could take someone at 3 or... You know, if someone offers a bag, as we would say, a lot of first round picks, we definitely have to, you know, talk about those things as we continue to put together this team. You said it; there are holes on this team, but I would also say there will be people available going forward to fill those holes. The guaranteed way to win is to accumulate more picks, and so if we don't feel convicted at number 3, to your point, like, we are willing to do that as well.
Y'all are going to wait for a quarter? I get it. I understand it. There might be a lot of fans who don't appreciate it. See, here's the thing about drafting a quarterback. If you don't take the right guy who works out, the fans will be mad, right? Because, oh my God, look at who he left on the board and look at what he's doing for this other team. Think about the injection of quarterbacks year after year after year. How many of them work out? We just talked about Justin Fields, who has to knock Russell Wilson off of a perch. Zach Wilson is basically gone from the New York Jets unless they can't trade him. Like, there's no guarantee that every guy, every quarterback selected in this draft is going to work out. The odds would actually tell you it will be the opposite. Guys will stink. So I understand. If Gerard Mayo and the Patriots don't see a quarterback there, then they'll move. And they just have to deal with the consequences of fans complaining that, oh my God, how could you let XYZ franchise quarterback who just won a Super Bowl get away from us? Sean Payton. We just spoke to Matt Lombardo about this. Sean Payton spoke. Hickey, was he angry Sean Payton today, or was he miserable? Which one was it?
We'll say slightly displeased.
Oh, my God.
What else? Which is a good mood for him.
Slightly displeased. He doesn't have Russell Wilson to kick around anymore. The Denver Broncos select at number 12 in this draft as of right now. And so Sean Payton, knowing that somebody has to play quarterback for the Denver Broncos, he was asked if the Broncos are looking to trade up to select a QB. Listen to what did you call him, Hickey?
Slightly displeased.
Let's hear what this slightly displeased man had to say.
I think it's realistic. What's hard to predict, though, is like what's on the receiving end. You know, I think it's good to be Monty today at Arizona, right? So it's hard to predict what that cost is, and yet I certainly wouldn't say it's unrealistic. And we'll pay close attention to it.
Oh, okay. All right. It's Sean Payton. Just let's get him in another. Well, what is this? This is March. Let's talk to him in July and listen to how miserable he'll sound at that point in time. Everybody's looking to move around. Everybody wants a quarterback. It's hard for me to look at J.J. McCarthy and just read the tea leaves. Is he being boosted up by great management? And let's be real. Teams utilize stories and reporters to manipulate draft standing as well. Teams will hype guys up so somebody will take J.J. McCarthy and leave, I don't know, Jaden for them. Like, this is the name of the game. Once you get past the Chicago Bears, once you move past Caleb Williams, after that, everything is just up in the air. I mean, for months, all we heard about was Drake May. Hickey, it's like this guy doesn't even exist anymore right now. Nothing. Not a peep.
I mean, right now at this point, I'd be lucky to get in the first round. He is sinking like a rock.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll... You think?
Well, no, it was just sorry. I was being sarcastic. I'm a little bit of a jackass.
It's okay. We all can be that from time to time. But this is just it's the manipulation of the game. You know what I'm eagerly anticipating? I want to see which one of these guys suck over the next year, and then everybody will forget about them because there's only 32 damn spots, and then we have an influx of young dudes. And history will tell us: you don't work, you get the boot. That's just how it goes. We don't live in a world where there's development of the QBs anymore. And I could tell you one team, they're not taking a quarterback because they have one already. You just happen to be hurt. It's the Arizona Cardinals. They have Kyler Murray. And what they might be looking for is a DeAndre Hopkins replacement. And so their GM, Monty Austinfort, he talked about this last week. He said, yeah, we are sitting here at number 4. Been a lot of talks about Marvin Harrison Jr. And he says that we might move back from number 4 so somebody could come take their quarterback. Listen.
It'll be a big neon sign that says open. And we'll, I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes. But yeah, we're always going to be listening. You know, I think, you know, we'll always have the conversation. You know, we may not get to a point where the deal makes sense, whether it's at 4 or anywhere we're picking, but we're always going to have the conversation. And if it makes sense and if it's attractive to building our team, then it's something that we'll certainly consider no matter where we're at in the draft.
Yeah, so much movement. Even for a team that needs a wide receiver, there's so many wide receivers that we've even heard conversations that Malik Nabers might be a better wideout than Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you have someone like Romo Odunze, who just participated in the national championship, and we know it didn't work out for Washington. But people are taking a look at him and saying, oh, well, he's also in the mix. We have another month of this. Manipulation. Rumors. Hickey, the next thing I know, we're going to be talking about the size of one of these guys' hands. Does that come next week or 2 weeks from now?
2 weeks from now when the calendar turns. Next week. April's next week. Next week as we get closer to the draft.
This guy's hands are too small. This guy hasn't read a book in 10 years. Like, this guy can't read a book. And this is all, unfortunately, a part of the NFL draft process. Just to get drafted, I guess it's good for them, get drafted into a league where ultimately you can't hit or tackle a guy anymore. That's just the way the NFL is going. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the NFL draft, Deion Sanders causing a little bit of controversy, making some news over the weekend on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast about where he would like his prospects to go and how influential he will be in where they get drafted next year. We're going to hear from Deion Sanders. We'll also hear from Shohei Ohtani, who held a press conference a few hours ago and basically told everybody, I don't gamble, I don't bet, I basically got robbed and lied to. Welcome to America, Shohei. Welcome to America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Don't move. I'll be right back.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.